Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
You were, make it a better. the world.
Heal the world. Classic, iconic, the one and only, in case anyone, somewhere in some remote, faraway place did not recognize that. That was the iconic Michael Jackson, way ahead of his time, singing Heal the World. And is that not apropos for what's happening today, folks? Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out to tune in again to Progressive News Weekly, where week in and week out we bring you news and information that's gathered, culled from around the globe. It's news that's intended to inspire you, to encourage you, to empower you, and hopefully to instill you to get involved and make a difference. It's, you see, it's no talking heads here. It's news with A-C-T-I-O-N in mind. And at the end of each program, we like to believe that you walk away with some momentum to do just that, take some action and make a difference, at least, at minimum, speak truth, especially truth to power. And this program is no different this evening from all of our programs. We have another, well, jam-packed. We like to think it's going to be mind-stimulating and invigorating. Restoring, uplifting. If you have any children around you, I encourage you to bring them into the fore because they need to know this information as much or more than we. Because as another tune so depicted well, the children are our future. See, I can't imagine a child coming out the womb with this hate or bigotry or plain meanness, racism, partisan politic. Can you imagine that? Little George Bush coming out the womb. Hey! Or Bernie Sanders. Let me be clear. One more thing. Or Richard Nixon. I did not. Let's keep it real. Or even Obama, right? Dropping the mic, president. It's going to make America great again. I mean, those things develop. And so we like to just hopefully help to bring about an upcoming generation and those who are young and making a difference now in their formative years, coming out of school, thinking broadly, thinking on a societal level, and thinking in terms of who they really are, layer by layer, at their core, spiritual level. And then, with regard to the environment that their ancestors came up in, and bringing all that to the fore. So, again, if you are in an earshot of a young one, berated, pure, on the one, get down on it. Keep it real, folks. Funkified funk. Keeping it real. Last week's program, let me just say, it's not too late to tune in. Go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/. She came out with that. And okay, what do we have here? We have I hope it's our guest. Engineer is trying to bring in. colleague, mentor, someone I minister, talking about how much hate this man, and he's a hate this, and he's not, and he's trying to hurt us. She made some really bad statements, and I will be making a phone call to her because I'm going to speak truth to that power. Folks, come on, stop it. Stop it. You need to just stop yourself, especially in these times when we need to be coming together. I played a bumper tune. For those of you who came in late, I played Michael Jackson's Heal the World, right? And you probably know the lyrics, and if you don't, there's a couple of them in there that you should bring back. Just bring back to mind. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make it a better place for you and for me. There's people dying. You got ministers in church talking about this president. He's a hateful person. He's trying to hate people. Yeah, right. He's trying to, okay, he's trying to kill people. Right, right. You're bringing two of the largest boats in the world with medicine on it. Oh, he's just doing that for politics. Stop it. I can't stand that. It's just hateful. I'm black. I'm not going to speak on the horrible. All I have for you for my monologue, I'm going to have to extend the program a little bit, folks, because I went a little long on my monologue and we started a little bit later than we'd like to. But I have this evening, well, if my special guest doesn't mind, and I want to make sure she's in studio, we haven't missed her because we have Miss Eula Pastor next night, folks, and you know from my regular listeners she's going to bring it. She's going to keep it real and grounded. Miss Pasternak, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Daryl. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I want to ask you if you would not mind, because I see folks are, they probably knew you were going, but folks are tapping on and want to have something to say. Do you mind if I allow one of our guests, because there's a few people that have tapped one already before I could even offer to tap one, and just see what's on their mind. Do you mind? Because we're going to extend a little bit this evening.
Yes, we can.
Ms. Pasternak? Okay, let's go. So we have a 216, one of my favorite area codes coming out of Ohio, 799. You are on the air. Welcome to Progressive News Weekly. Something on your mind?
Hi, can you hear me clearly?
Oh, yes, I know this voice. How are I love my
yes,
regular listeners,
do.
Especially
when they're
my blood. Cosmic beauty, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I did a few something. I woke up this morning, and my priest, I have a priest, and he called me to see how I was doing. And 2 minutes after I got the phone call, I just wrote something out, and this is what it came out to be. And I just, ever since, I've just been saying that he wrote it through me. So I hope he doesn't mind that I feel that way. And I'd like to share
Please.
It with you.
Share it. It's
got
to be something real. Because I know as a writer for, what, over 30 years and a musician and artist and having played with Aretha and Ella and all that,
oh,
so I know
I
it's got to be something. Give
that.
Us something. Bring,
I wanna
it. Bring
share,
it.
I want to share this. This is beautiful. Look at him. He just put me on that soapbox. But I am very happy to just share this with you, to all my loved ones. Let's not feed upon any negative messages that come in connection with the difficult and new crises we face with the current health issues. They place uncertain demands on us and our families or living partners, but do not allow the new closeness or the aloneness with ones we love to cause us to become combative or feel left out. Respond to this uncertainty with love, understanding, and patience. Those of us who have a relationship with God know that this is one of the times God's comfort and protection are there for the asking. His will be done. Remember, life and death is in the scheme of things on earth. Let's call on each other for human understanding and help. Thank you, and I love you all so much. Your cosmic beauty.
That was beautiful. Thank you. You know, it's so interesting, Cosmic. that, you know, the top of the program, as I was saying, it was just led to me to play a bumper tune. And most of my bumper tunes are old school. And I played some Michael Jackson, Heal the World. And I just thought that was apropos. And then here you come with this, doubling down on it. You know, God is good. Yeah. There's no coincidences on this planet. And we love you. Yeah. We thank you. We wish you to be well, Cosmic. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that so, so, so much. I got a text from you, and I'm wondering if that's something that you sent to me in text. It was that a little gift you sent me, because I saw it just
I
now.
I sent it this morning. I sent it this morning. As soon as Father Gary called, he said, you know, the situation has a lot of people down. He said, so I'm calling, you know, my people that are kind of shut in. And I said, you know, I was just so excited and happy, you know, that he thought about me. And when I hung the phone up, my pen hit that paper, and I just didn't stop till 2 minutes later. And I just felt like he just wrote it through me, and so I wanted to share it. So I shared it with you and a few other people just the way that it was. And I just thank you for letting me share it. It is worth listening to, and it is worth doing. Let's be good to each other.
Okay. Touching my heart
thank
now,
you.
Sis. I thank you so much. Folks, you know, that's what we're talking about. Miss Norma, my own, one and only relative and highly talented individual, just bringing love. And that's what's going to make the difference. And speaking of love, well, we have another individual, and then we're going to go right to Ms. Eula. We're going to hand her the mic and just let her give us some love, because she embodies love. We have another person online here, 908-822. You are on the air. Did you have something you wanted to share?
Oh, Darrell, this is Michael Clark.
Hey, Mr. Clark.
I just want to make a comment on one of the things that you covered in regards to our dependence on China.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the one thing that we have to realize is there's a couple of components to that, and one is the business greed to try to get things made as cheap as possible to get the largest profit margin they can get, which is why they go to those, you know, places that are so distant and cheap labor. And the other is us ourselves. Because we have become so accustomed to getting things so cheap, whether they be valuable things or trinkets, that we allow our politicians to do whatever we allow them to do. So, you know, it's not necessarily the politician's fault for allowing the businesses to go off and do this. It's because we allowed them to go off and do that. So we just sort of have to swing it back to ourselves and make sure that what we consider important, we make sure we make that known to our politicians, and then that gets written into legislation to constrict or control the business that is behind our products and services that we get. So I just want to make that quick comment, and I'll be listening on to your guest speaker.
No, that's much appreciated. And you're on point when you say it's all about the profit motive. And because that's when it first started. And folks, you know, most of you, 95% of you, probably much higher, have the smartphone. It may not be an iPhone 10 or Samsung 10. It may just be a J5 like me or something, you know. But it works well. I have no problem. Until my memory gets full and it's not working anymore, you know, that's what I'll be gigging on. But guess what? I can get my email. And I can get to Google, though I try not to use it too much, you know, because they're trying to take the world over, so we got to be careful. But it is what it is, and I just stay in prayer. But if you just Google, you know, how did this start? I mean, we couldn't do that 50 years ago, or let me be more moderate, 30 years ago, because I'm blessed to have a broad-based audience from basically the demographic for our audience, folks, because we are family here. It ranges from about 30. We have some who are late, you know, 20s, and upwards of 70. We have some 75-year-olds, some folks from the senior building where I'm at. They tune in. median is somewhere around 50, 45, somewhere in there. So we have a broad base of listeners. So when I say I don't want to date myself, but go into Google and just click in a simple statement. It's, you know, the beauty of it is Google, if someone else has thought of some way to word something, it's going to be there. So you're probably not the first person to word your question the way you worded it. And you just want to say, start just, who was the first president to engage China for trade, major trade? And it's going to come up, and you're going to get all these associated links. It's going to tell you who the next president was and then the next one and how what that president did. And it's not a left or right-wing thing, folks. They all bought in on this. And you really need to understand, and it was a profit motive. And like Brother Clark said, we bought into it because we were getting them cheap. We were going to, you know, Sears and all places and Kohl's and all the other little places at Zares back in the day and Caldors. I'm dating myself, some little stores, Higbee's and Bam Burgers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And we were buying the cheap clothes and you know, just kind of feeling good about it, you know, not thinking, not stepping back. But see, we're a much more conscious society now, especially with the smartphone. Well, as Dick Gregory used to say, especially with the hand computer. He was saying that 5-10 years ago. Clark, bring up your hand computer. I'm like, what hand computer? Yeah, nigga, your phone. He was funny. I can't say enough about him. But, you know, now that we all have hand computers, you know, don't hesitate. If you think it, bring it up. And check it out, folks. You know, let that be your guide before you start, you know, vilifying and signifying. Remember that? Signifying monkey. Okay, let me stop. We got to get to Eula. But, Michael, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you and you sharing and calling in and sharing with other folks. And that's what we need. We need, not for me, not for Daryl. If there's two others out there, tell me about them. I want to tune into them. We got to take it back, folks, and we can do it through mediums like these. It's not for Daryl. It's for us. And speaking of that, that's a great segue to Ms. Pasternak, which it was Pasternak is one of a few, maybe 7 or 8 folks that I really partner with in these last 10 years that I've been airing to put forth major national initiatives to make change. And I would dare say that some of the things I was able to work with her on and that she had already initiated and made significant changes in, such as GMO food, came significantly from some of the actions that we've taken. You know, calling the toll-free number on the back of a product. They will answer. It's real. I mean, you have to do it. You just feel so good when you call that bag of potato chips got canola oil in it, which I'm telling you, it's not good for you, from my opinion. I have to protect myself. So you call that toll-free number, you say, well, you know, think about that, and here's our opinion. Well, you know, canola oil, and you make it someone like that. Then you send a little email, you know, to the email on the back of the product, and what I understand from meeting numerous politicians over the years, including my homeboy, Dennis Kucinich, taught me a lot about politics. He's been on my show back in the day. That's a good one to have him come back because he's been out of politics, and he's one to tell the truth. So, and he would share with me, well, Daryl, and this goes back, this is about 8 years ago. He's one of my first notable guests. And he said, when you send an email to your state, local, or federal politician, that number is multiplied times so many thousands because they have a formula that says if one person is thinking that, numerous others are. So don't think when you send out, you know, your petition that it's just counting as one. It doesn't work that way, and that's why I say there's power in numbers. For those of you on my mail list, you see at the bottom, I always say there's power in numbers, and love is God. And then I say that if you act on it, it's powerful. Knowledge is powerful if you act on it. So let's do this, folks, in 2020. You know, let's let this thing just grow to massive numbers nationwide, where if we say that we're not feeling something, you know, the powers that be will have to say, well, you know, we got, you know, that PNW, those folks, they're talking about, you know, they aren't liking the fact that, you know, we're putting this this new scientific lab-based product in the food. They found out it's in there, so we better pull it and come around another angle. That's what they want to do. But we can make a difference. But like Michael said, it's in our hands. You know, when I air every week and the numbers are just kind of moving, they should be exploding. Each one of you should be telling 10 people, tune in. Because I'm bringing folks that speak the truth to power. Like I said, last week, Barbara Lo Fisher, she came strong in the paint. And that's very apropos, seeing as there's no more NBA. Karma's a bit, oops, almost said it, this is a family show. Because, you know, they folded under China. Remember LeBron made the statement? Then they made him apologize, and the commissioner apologized because the China claimed, well, we won't have you come over for no more of our tournaments. And they folded, and they apologized for speaking about the inhumane treatment of citizens of a country that we are number one partner with. Let me stop myself before I insult anybody else. Ms. Pasternak, calm me down some, please. We have Ms. Eula Pasternak, founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living. And she is just full of love, and the work she does with individuals around the country, around the world, to help bring them balance. She works with human energy, and I know some of you may be asking and wondering what that is. Do not hesitate to call in. The reach number is 347-838-9142, 347-838-9142. If you've already dialed that to listen in, just press 1. And myself or Cecil, our engineer, will give you an opportunity to ask your question or comment. Ms. Pasternak is also a GMO food health and wellness expert. And GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. Well, that's food that's been genetically modified. For example, if you like tomatoes, they may have crossbred a salmon with that tomato so it retains water more. And you're allergic to fish, you bite into a tomato, you'll get hives. So, or vice versa. You know, who wants to be biting into something which has the DNA of something that you don't even realize you're biting into? And so we did a campaign, and I just got on the tail end to support her, but she had been working on that for years before. But things have changed, and I would dare say probably 50% of our products now are labeled, whether it's GMO or not. Maybe not that high. I know, Eula, you have the statistics. But I just thank you for all you're doing, Ms. Pasternak. How have you been? It's been too long. It's been months and months.
We keep busy. I'm doing really well. Thank you. I am healthy. I am peaceful. I am calm. I am able to support others, whether it's through one-on-one physical contact, if we are healthy, or phone, or text, or email. It's a season of growth and healing. So,
happy spring.
Happy spring. Today is spring equinox. What a beautiful way to start redirecting our thinking into growth, into balance, and wait for the blessings to show up or help them show up sooner than later.
So we can facilitate our blessings to come to us, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, most need to face crisis, pain, some sort of trauma to change ways that are harmful, to change patterns, to change habits, because often pain and suffering become so unbearable, we finally get to changing our ways for the better. And I look at this as another one of those pivotal moments for myself, for my personal and professional relationships, and personality in general, to shift into higher awareness, into truly connecting to our collective, global interdependency.
Mm-hmm.
And what is happening now allows us to utilize this crisis as a tool for unity and unifying our scientific efforts, our healthcare, our mental care, our emotional care, and the care of the soul, because ultimately it is about growing up. Children of light need to become teenagers, and please hurry up and become an adult, because this world needs us. The world will grow, and it's up to us to suffer through the growth or enjoy the growth and be part of the leadership. Because the leaders will persevere. We know who we are, what we are, where we come from, why we are here. We are here to foster that change and healing, bring light, help this world rise up and be the leaders. So a crisis like this is just another test, how well we work to protect ourselves, stay stable and safe, and work from that stability to focus on helping. Resist getting pulled into despair or anxiety or blame games or whatever else the manipulation and desperation or attempts to control our thinking so that we weaken our immunity. And that's physical, emotional, mental, and soul immunity. And expand that understanding so we are not as limited to the mundane and are just paralyzed by fear, anxiety, or anger. We work with as unemotional patterns as we can manage, or limit our response or reaction to 15 minutes or less, because then our immunity goes down, our clarity of thinking diminishes, our sharpness on how to sense and redirect energy becomes weak.
And our immunity goes
repeat
down.
Yes, this is about
less.
Immunity, and I'm talking about immunity on all levels, not just the physical, because the physical is the last stage of our manifesting of what's going on. Let's work on our mental, emotional, soulful, psychic. There are many frequencies that we work with, elements, many areas of life that we might not pay attention to because we get so seduced by the mundane and get into the rut, or get seduced by negativity in this world that weakens us, weakens our immunity. So let's refocus. I always come back to the basics. What is the true medicine? What is the true power? What is effective? And in terms of energy, what is powerful to redirect it quickly, effectively? So I feel a change and I can help others make the change, and therefore it'll multiply. That's the only infection I'm interested in. Infecting others with joy,
creating fun, beauty, creating and redirecting chaos into focusing on desired outcomes. The health happens on many levels with many frequencies, and the medicine has always been joy, passion, pleasure, beauty. That is our saving grace. The second coming of Christ is a Christ in each one of us, so we become Christ-like, compassionate, in service, helpful, stable, connected to the source and bringing that stable, beautiful energy here and sharing it abundantly. We have been allowing that manipulation of business and greed, lust, mismanagement for so long, the time is up. I was enjoying some of the humorous takes on the virus, and it is to be administered gently. There is a lot of suffering, and this is a huge, huge threat to all of us. But we got to take a little lighter step here and there to refocus so that we flow joy, so we flow fun, and help each other with that. I was joking with someone today about, I'm feeling like we're asked to be sent to our rooms to think about what we've done, you know, like a child. Oh, you've been bad. Go to your room. And it's like for the whole humanity to rethink what we have done, because all is by choice. Ignorance is not bliss. What have we done with all our support system? What have we done with our health care, not sickness care? What have we done with education? What have we done with business? What have we done with spiritual connection to each other and to source? So I choose to focus on both blessings that I see already and helping blessings in disguise to come out sooner than later. I so enjoy watching how the staff and hardworking humans in healing, in police, in deliveries and grocery stores, truck drivers, delivery staff, restaurant workers that still do takeout, I pray they are so appreciated because they are so important to our local economy. And yes, maybe facetiously, I enjoy that the factories are shut down because then we have better air, better water. I just pray we take these signs and not just to ponder on them, but actually do something about it to change our ways and reduce toxicity, reduce the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the soul toxicity that we put out, so our collective consciousness can breathe, so that joy is felt and shared more easily, so that light of ours can truly be effective, and that light can purify the negativity inside
and help the negativity outside of us too. What is my inner and outer environment? And how is it affected when it comes to my immunity, when it comes to my digestion, when it comes to my circulation? Because it all affects my connection to my divinity. I was invited by someone very close and loving to me that if I'm ever alone, afraid, and in crisis, just to get to their house, the only warning was, we eat junk food. And I was laughing. But also, I had a moment of sadness because they don't appreciate the body, the physical, as our holy container for our divinity. So exactly what you have been saying is that we allowed cheap and toxic food to be our drug and weaken us, weaken our container. And from that weak state, we are more likely to be in danger of a virus like this one, the second version of, what is it, SIRS? Whatever, SARS. I want to focus on the positive. I want to focus on gratitude and appreciation. I want that to be our medicine. I want us to reprioritize what is important in life and evaluate honestly. How is our home environment, emotionally, physically, mentally? When everyone is home, do we actually like and love each other? Do we enjoy being in each other's presence? Do we cooperate? Do we have fun during crisis? Or is everybody buying into blame games and at each other's faces, whining and getting on each other's nerves because we are locked in and limited instead of opening that heart, which is limitless, and connecting to that universal life force and frequencies that we come from, and we are here to learn how to work in this physical universe. Oh, yes. We all make mistakes. Yes, our elected officials were positioned to continue the patterns. Yet, it is us at the bottom of economy that make or break the economy. What do we invest in, physically and emotionally? Where does my money go, and what agencies, what industries do I support with my spending? That is how we made changes in the food industry so that organic food stands a chance, so that non-GMO labeling had its impact, so that more and more humans feed their holy container, their body, better, and recover from allergies, from digestive elimination challenges, so the mental health can improve, so that our aging slows down, so that our stability and safety intensifies. And I'm not saying only eat organic, but know what is more toxic, what is less toxic, and do the best you can under the circumstances. Do your research. Be honest with yourself what you can or cannot do under the circumstances, and choose the best that you can, allowing that to be enough to maintain that calmness, to maintain stability. So when crisis comes, we have reserves, and not just physical, but emotional, reserves and stamina. So older or not, we can do an all-nighter, and we're going to function the next day and catch up as soon as we can. I so admire emergency technicians. I so admire all the people that have jobs or take on extra shifts to be of service to other humans. I can't imagine how nurses do it. My sister is a nurse. I cannot imagine how EMTs are doing it, but I am so, so grateful for them. And I'm grateful for you, Daryl, for having this program and helping others maybe get a little inspiration or little jewel, maybe get a piece of a puzzle that they were putting together already, how to take better care of themselves.
Eula, let me just, not to break your train of thought, just for a moment. Can you hear me, Eula?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. First, I just thank you so much for taking the time out, and I know you have such a busy schedule and people are pulling on you from around the globe, especially in the United States, across the country. And I know especially now you're in great demand because people are seeking now in a crisis, you know, other sources of input where before maybe they would not if they weren't in a crisis. And you said something to that effect earlier that sometimes it takes a crisis for a person to settle back and look at a broader picture of the options and to be grateful for some of the things that they have had and may still even have at a given point in time. And from, if I, you know, just looking back, and I always have and always will take notes, even though we have conversation on air and off air and we talk, I don't know, I can't even count how many times, because there's always something that I can gain and walk away with having uplifted and grow with our discourse and dialogue. But I'm looking at a theme, and you know, when I ask you to come on, and you graciously, as you often or always do, you know, said, "Oh, sure," and you had some other things going with clients. I had mentioned, of course, I'd like you to just bring that energy knowledge that you have. And I know when I put this out, and I'm blessed to have new listeners every week, if it's just one or maybe 10, but there's always someone new. So I always speak to the individuals that don't know, not that I don't care and love those who are there every week for us and sharing and tuning in and taking away knowledge and sharing that knowledge. But just to those who may not understand that whole aspect of energy, because, see, as I read and look at my notes, I'm seeing a common theme of energy. You know, you started off, you know, how physical is the last, you said, is the last immunity. And I appreciate you speaking to the scourge that this globe is dealing with in the manner in which you did in terms of immunity. What is immunity? You know, that ability for us, not just on a physical level. And that was your first thing that I really, really jotted with a little note star. We think physical first and foremost, but you said we are physical last and least, and that we're really more spiritual, and we have to be careful of our emotion as well as our mental tied to that spiritual, which ultimately will manifest in the physical. And so I understand from what you're saying, and please, if I misunderstand, you know, stop me right in the middle of wherever I'm saying, that it's crucial that we put a focus on ourselves. It reminds me of the meditation that that I do regularly and have actually started a meditation program and actually classes I had started about 2 months ago before this situation happened, and we'll resume at some point, God's willing. But you said that our infection, speaking of this scourge, the only infection that we should be really focusing and interested in is one of joy, and that there's a frequency associated with that. And you said joy, beauty, happiness, those are frequencies. Now, you're a human energy expert, and I've learned a lot from you, so much. I can't say how much. And I know folks that, you know, are masters in Reiki, and I know you know all of those modalities in addition to your own custom modality of energy. And I know you don't get into too much of the specifics of that, but yet you, in your own way, articulate what it is without getting into some of the jargon, and I don't mean jargon in a negative way, you know, some of the formal terms of that genre of a modality for wellness and healing, which is energy healing. And you talked about, for example, Second Coming of Christ is being basically an energy of love. So of all those things you talked about with that frequency, you talked about joy and beauty and happiness, and then you took it to an ultimate level and you said Christ, which regardless of our listeners, because we have those who are Hindu and Buddhist and Muslim and you know, Jewish and as well, not in as large a numbers as we do those who are Christians, but we have some of all of those, and I'm proud to say, because at the end of the day, there's a universal God. Now, for me, it's Christ, and for many or most of our listeners, and I think all could relate to that, but you could have said the Buddha is an example of love, and everyone can relate to that deity that they subscribe to ultimately under the umbrella of the universal God, which is love. And that being the ultimate energy, as what I understood you to somewhat be saying, is a frequency in and of itself. And from that point on, you began to just talk about what too much of our focus is on. You said too much greed. We've got to think on the lighter, focus on the lighter part of life. And what's happened from all that frequency of energy in the universe is we've created a scenario where from a universal perspective, yeah, I would call it that universal God, we've been sent to our rooms on a global level to think about what we've done. And I just love the way you put that. Think about it. In case folks didn't understand, think about education, family relationships, personal relationships, business and otherwise, health, spiritual connections, especially to source and others. Now that is interesting, because if we're all spirit and we're connecting with others on a physical level, then we're missing out. If indeed that you started out is what you started out with is true, that the physical is the last of our immunity. We're focusing on the last thing that we should be in terms of being able to cope with this scourge that we're dealing with. And we do have an ability to cope with that. That was, I think, where I intervened and said, I just need to know, are you saying we can impact our immunity? And you said, what? Absolutely. You said, absolutely. So what do we invest in? You said you send a message with your spending, and then you spoke of it on a physical level, making sure that, you know, we take care of these this holy container, as you put it, of our bodies with the physical side of things. And no, we can't always buy organic, you know, product because we may not have it that way. But our intent, if we're doing the best we can't fool ourselves because the body can't lie, the heart won't lie, the heart's going to beat at a certain rate. You can think a lie into yourself, but the body, your spiritual, physical connection will not lie. And you can believe that, I believe that that heartbeat is tied to the spiritual, that's that energy. So with all that said, if I can just kind of try to attempt to pull a little bit more out on the energy aspect of being well, especially now. I want to once more, before you continue that, let our listeners know we're talking with Ms. Eula Pasternak, wellness and human energy expert, and she founded a center, the Center of Unity, no, the Unity Center for Empowered Living. I guess it's been almost 15 or 20 years since you founded that center, and also food expert and genetically modified food expert and community advocate. So if you have a question or a comment about this topic, please do dial 347-838-9142 and press 1 on your dial. And if you are already dialed in to listen in this evening, just simply press 1. We'd love to hear your comment about what's happening and what's going on right now in our society as it may tie into human energy. So back to you in terms of, you know, focusing on how to cope during these times, continue with regard to the energy that you so well have been brought to be your focus in your journey in this life.
What would you like to expand on? Electricity?
Well, when Benjamin Franklin was out in the storm with that kite, no, I'm laughter's good. Laughter's good, isn't it?
And I live here till I'm dead.
Is laughter good energy,
right.
Eula? Is laughter? Is laughter? Is laughter a good frequency, or what?
Because you're laughing. So here he goes. Yay! You shifted.
Okay.
Yay!
Well, you know I have to go there before the conversation is over, Eula. So okay. So tell me, I want to hear more about the frequency. And listeners, tune in. Okay, we have someone that has a question. Let me see. Let me see what we got here. Let's go. All right, we have someone that's calling in, looks like from their computer. You're on the air. So 111, we don't have an identifier on that number. Are you there? No? Going once.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry. I didn't unclear, you know, I didn't clear my line. At any rate, I don't have a question. I guess I do. Dr. Pasternak, good to hear your voice again and good to hear, you know, your take on the relationship between energy and the things that happen in our lives. Would you say, you know, everything is energy? Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And if everything is energy, I'm going to do this axiom thing, would not also this thing they're calling COVID-19 has an energy marker, and would it not also be affected by how we are reacting to it energy-wise?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is the whole secret of the universe right there in that statement.
Yeah. Yeah, I have believed that. You know, we are so powerful, just powerful beyond words. And the other thing is that we, and I'm speaking to myself really, we've been taught this and learned this from masters many, many years ago. And if you stay focused on that fact, your life tends to kind of unfold in right and perfect ways. Now, the fact that everyone in this country and beyond, so because it's in other countries as well, has run around emptying out stores, mistreating each other, doing all kinds of things out of this desperation and fear. Now, ooh, those are two negative emotions right there. So if this COVID-19, as they're calling it, if it is energy, as we've both agreed, I believe that strongly, we have just, and it's a negative energy because it's bringing about illness in people's bodies. Aren't we empowering it with our negative emotions?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And that is what our choice can be. Do we play into that control to empower it with negative thinking, with negative reactions and responses to fear and anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we get to work and use antidotes, our ways of creating and administering medicine, to be kind, be supportive, to help those that we can, as much as we can, and still practice sensible social distancing, but checking on the elderly or delivering groceries for them.
Mm-hmm.
I so appreciate the stores finally figured out that they need more time shopping. So the hours between 7 and 9 are restricted for those with less mobility. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So human. Kind gesture. Logic. We have this incredible tool called the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The heart. Use it well and enjoy the results.
Yes.
Especially. Yes. Go ahead.
I just want to make one last comment, and that in the midst of all of this, of course, I, like so many, was caught up in, okay, now, the stores are going to close. Is that what's going to happen? Are we not? I don't have enough this. I don't have enough that. And for a minute, I ran around. But I have been inside, I think, for the last 3-4 days. I just had to stop. And in stopping, I said, let me see what good can come out of this. And there has been some good. People have had to stop and focus.
Yes.
And think. And they're reaching out to other folks. I think that there is going to be good that comes out. There'll be people who grow spiritually. Unfortunately, there are going to be those who stand still. And again, I just wanted to verify that I was on the page that I should be on with this energy thing. Yeah, but I believe strongly that if we don't give it any energy, it can't get worse. We are empowering all of those things.
Just as social distancing, it's a good tool to minimize the negative impact.
Yeah.
Just as our not feeding the fear and anxiety and panic minimizes its power. Just as focusing on slowing down and supporting each other minimizes the possibly negative triggers of loneliness, of rejection, of all the other possible mental and emotional challenges that can be solved from the social distancing.
Yes.
That's why I'm so grateful. Phone, internet. We're texting. We're sharing jokes. We're sharing inspiration. That is frequency as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And maybe the 5G is weakening our immunity beyond our belief. So we need to do more to counteract it.
Okay.
Let us focus on antidotes so that we stay as healthy as possible, as long as possible, and focus. We are so encouraged to multitask and be scattered and busy, 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 busy. How is that for immunity? When do we take time to slow down and connect to the source?
Yeah.
Truly connect to each other's hearts. Truly appreciate the beauty and power each one of us holds as bringers of light to this world. This is an opportunity to reset, reboot, restart with better patterns. Maybe they will not reset overnight, but the desire can be started, nourished, so that pattern will shift. A new pattern, better pattern will set in our ways of thinking, of having reserves, so the panic doesn't take care of us. Okay, I have enough toilet paper for a month. I don't need to stock up for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have enough food for a week. Maybe I don't need to have food for 6 months. Maybe I'm good. Again, a little reserve is just logical. I feel for people who traveled and got stranded and are not at home in their safer environment. We adjust as quickly, as calmly as we can and help each other to the best of our ability. Those are antidotes, frequencies of caring and sharing, of loving, tolerating, and cooperating without the need to sacrifice and put ourselves in danger. That is common sense, but so many lost common sense.
Yeah.
Buying into what we started the program with, cheap materialistic desires based on business partners that have no integrity, that are there to make a buck, without any ethics to consider whether it's toxic, whether it harms, whether it's fair. And that's what we have done for decades. And possibly the time is up. So we are experiencing some of the resets that we need to make for a more sustainable, healthy human interaction for ethics. And yes, this crisis can be a huge opportunity to welcome those blessings in disguise so that we become better humans on the global scale. Not just me and my family and my community, maybe my town. Well, maybe my state, but if we're in trouble, we're going to close the borders. All of us. All humanity. Appreciating life. Appreciating our human experience. And helping each other on a global scale. Just as we help each other with friends and family, with partners. Let's use this crisis to grow and heal on a global scale. Limit the fear of the big brother, one world government. It's not about that. It is about helping each other, sharing openly the dangers and success stories, without reinventing and slowing down medicine or testing or distribution of medicine. relying on ourselves first to keep healthy, on our families, on our communities, to govern ourselves to the best of our ability by being involved, by being of service. May this crisis lead us quickly to a better world for all humans. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate your comments. It was beautiful, sis. It just makes a difference because there's a frequency in the energy that you've brought, and there's a range with frequency, and Ms. Eula has not really put much emphasis on that, and I appreciate that because she's focused on basically the upper or lower, depending on the perspective. I'm not sure. I have to ask you, you know, about that. But is there not a range of frequency, just like energy could be good energy and not so good energy?
Exactly.
When you're talking about a frequency, are you not talking about a positive or uplifting or good frequency? Is there not another end of that scale or that range that is something we don't want to subscribe to when you talk about frequency?
Well, positive and negative can be both good. It's what we make with them. We need both. Like in electricity, we need positive and negative to move energy. But what are we defining it and what are we applying those terms to? Positive behavior, negative behavior, positive thinking, negative thinking. Then we are more specific about frequency. Uplifting versus insulting, degrading, humiliating. Of course, those frequencies will lower and possibly kill. And kill physically, emotionally, mentally, and damage our connection with the source, so we are suicidal. So those are the frequencies that we need to be aware of and resist in contributing to our collective consciousness. Because every thought is acted upon.
That's what I was going to ask you. When you say collective consciousness, you're referring to thought. Yes?
I'm referring to what we all tap into and share. What we all make deposits to and withdraw from. The oneness that we share, that we choose to be ignorant of or irresponsible with if we are arrogant, selfish, greedy, and unethical, among others. So what is my pattern? I train, I reset so that I can minimize my damage and increase and amplify my deposits of good, positive energy into collective consciousness and invest in myself and in my training so that I can help others make those shifts and make better choices for their own sake first, but then help them to care enough about other humans so that the collective consciousness can benefit from their thinking. Eliminate negative influences.
How do you do that?
With hate. Well, awake and aware. I'm redefining my triple A. Awake, aware, and awesome. That's my triple A lately.
What is it
again? Am I awake? Awake, aware, and awesome. Am I awake? Am I aware? And how awesome am I feeling today? How awesome were my contributions to myself, my own frequencies, my own energy field, and the collective consciousness? And if this is too far-fetched, let's stick to the basics. How well did I feed myself today to take care of my body? How well did I do mentally today? How positive was I? Or at least neutral. Emotionally, did I have fun today? Did I help others have fun? Was I kind, considerate? Did I help someone else become kind and considerate? Those are the shifts that we can make on a daily basis. Awareness. And if I am struggling, there are plenty of ways to shift, to open up, to heal, to become stronger, stable, and work from a different platform of awareness. And if we have that desire to help humanity, that is a path also available to us that the ancients prepared for us, that I am proud to represent, because for the last 11, 12 years, I have healed so much and help my family heal, and seeing so much growth, healing, and progress with students and colleagues and even my teachers. And I'm so, so grateful to be part of a tribe that does that for human race and collective consciousness. So it is all about how we use our free will, how awake, aware, and awesome we want to become as humans. So evaluate on what is the state of wellness physically, mentally, emotionally, and on a soul level. Where am I with my stability and safety? Where am I with my joys and pleasures? Where am I with my confidence in my life, in myself? Do I love who I am, what I do, how I represent God in this world or Source? And if not, change. There is always a choice, and there is always room for improvement. It is not about perfection. It's about perfecting, growing and healing into a better version of myself. Yes, I've devoted my life to helping others become better versions of themselves, and not by do as I say. It's by try this. Maybe it'll work better for you. Make that choice for yourself. And lead by example.
Eula, this has...
Go ahead.
This has been just awesomely...
Awake, aware, and awesome.
Exactly. Inspiring. Because I'm aware and awake to appreciate it. And it's a good thing. I feel healthier just from the conversation. And I'm going to put this bonus out because I know there were some folks who just could not stay on for the length of this program this evening because we did extend it. And it was just all in giving love and giving back, as you just said, that you've devoted your life to. But the bonus is for those who were able to stay with us to this moment, you've received a healing like you may not even have realized. Although I will put this out for you, it's not a coincidence that right now you're feeling better. I'm feeling it. I know. I study energy. Maybe not to the extent as Eula does, on a different genre. I sense a healing across the airwaves of all those who tuned in, and I'm going to speak to the future. To those who are listening on the archives, I love this part because I feel like I am literally talking to the future. Because we have a number of people that just, they can't tune in. Our folks, shout out to our folks in Canada and West Coast and our folks over in the Caribbean, many of which tell me that they have to catch the archives. So I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to the future, which is cool. You're healed, too, for having heard this, because there's energy there that resonates and resides in just the intent of what has been brought forth this evening. And it is energy that doesn't dissipate slowly or easily. So it is there for those who are listening now through the archives. And at this point of this program, you're feeling better than you were, as I am, when you first began listening. Receive it, accept it, and embrace it. Eula, thank you, thank you, thank you for the love that you give consistently with so much more that you have to give. And of course I'll be looking forward to us reconnecting again so you can share some of those things that you have, those loving frequencies of energy. But whatever it is, when you come on, it's what's needed. I sense it, I feel it, I love it, I appreciate it. You know, continue. I can't encourage you enough to do what you do for all of those whom you come in contact with. Thank you so much, more than you know. You have helped more people than you realize just here this evening. Maybe not directly so much through the individuals who are listening, but through those who they will touch, including those who I may touch in the moments and the hours and the days and the weeks and the months ahead, especially during this auspicious time that we're in right now. So what you've given is more than you may even realize, Eula. Thank you so much. We folks, as the question came in, early in the program, we do have input to how we'll be influenced with even this scourge. And some may call it secrets. Call it, if you will, that. But certainly this evening, you've got a taste and a touch of them. Receive them, accept them, and appreciate them, and utilize them, not just for yourself, for your loved ones and those you come in contact with. It'll even come back to you tenfold, at least. I get it, Eula. I get it. Thank you.
Yay!
Woo! Eula, you know, this is a scenario that we're coping with now. It may not go away anytime soon, but as you said, there's a benefit and a blessing to all of this. And while we're going through this, we need to embrace the benefit behind it. And there is that benefit. You started out saying, it often, if not always, requires going through something to really pull out that which we have available to us to resolve something. And for that, I'll be so grateful that you've given that. So grateful.
And that's, let's focus on that. Let's make that a choice and focus on it. Let's use our free will to do good for ourselves and each other. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Yeah, and we're going to need you to come back frequently, especially as we, especially, and you're always a blessing when you come on. And I enjoy it as we talk offline, how we tag team, and it's a good thing, and it's just a chemistry that just came about from a divine source. We know that from day one. I do need to put you on the spot, as I've done so many times over the years, because we really need you to come back more frequently if your schedule allows, as we especially go through this scenario. Because the reinforcement, you know, I've studied this as you have, and, well, not to the degree and level that you have for what you do, but I get it. So many of our listeners do need the reinforcement. And then there's others that, as I said, tune in new every week. So will you come back within the next few weeks ahead? If you can, if your schedule permits. I'm only putting you on the spot, as I've done so many years.
I will be glad to. Obviously, my travels are less, so I happen to enjoy being home. Yes, I will definitely appreciate being on the program again.
Okay, soon is the key word.
Soon it is.
Peace and blessings with much love to you and yours, Eula. And just be safe and be well and be happy.
And all our listeners, thank you for tuning in and sharing frequencies on your end, allowing us to interact with you, to be part of the collective, to be part of the healing team for our planet. Okay, maybe we're guests here, so it's not our planet, but it's our job to help it evolve. So let's be better at it and grateful for the chance to work well and heal quickly and lead by a better example.
Well, listeners,
until we see and listen to each other again.
Listeners, you have had a treat. You've had a treat this evening. And so we're going to close with a little bumper tune called Prayer for the World. And that's a good thing. Regardless of what you subscribe to. Regardless of what you subscribe to, folks, let's just take a moment this evening. Just a moment. Because there's power in prayer. And there's power in numbers. There's a meditation that's going on. I believe it's going to resume tomorrow, and it's going to be a worldwide meditation. For those on the line, I don't have the link. I'm hoping to have it this evening. Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza will be conducting it worldwide. Be hundreds of people, if not thousands, beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow. If you're interested, if you have the number, call me. If you don't, send me an email to Daryl, Darryl, _CLA18@msn.com to participate on that global, worldwide meditation beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be reaching out to you. Make sure that when I get that information, I'll share it with you if your schedule permits. Power in that. And as Eula was saying, imagine imagine if you, through your frequency, can impact those you come up and in contact with. Imagine if thousands at the same time are focusing on the same type of uplifting, positive, loving, healthy, peaceful, healing frequency at the same time. It's powerful. In the meantime, continue in prayer. Let's all work together. Tell someone you love that you love them, and even better, show them. They'll certainly appreciate it, and you'll make a difference. Yes, Eula, last words?
Yes, 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 please, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eula. God bless all. Take care, be safe. Protect yourselves, eat well, and most of all, on an energy, spiritual level, feed yourself. Tap into the divine source.
I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm not afraid.